Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome once again to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friends, Mr. Joey Franchise and the funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. I'm not getting old of saying that, Tarek, okay? I'm not getting tired of saying that. Because it's true, it's true.
I'm not getting tired of being it.
There you go, you see? That's what I like. How you guys been doing, man? How you guys been holding up?
Doing fine. Everything's pretty much, well, for Florida.
Yeah.
Kind of back to normal, I guess, sort of, you know, like as far as clubs and, you know, being outside, and now restaurants can have 100% capacity.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Still wearing
times.
My mask, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You still got to wear the mask. How about you, Tarek? You okay with the phase three?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Jimmy Butler swing on Kentavious Caldwell Pope in the NBA Finals.
There you
I
go.
I can hear him.
Oh, you can't hear him?
I can't hear him.
Man. No, I can hear him just fine. Let's see here. What do we got going on here? Restream.
It was brilliant, Joey. It was really funny.
You can't hear him at all, Joey?
Mm-mm.
No?
Let's try
this. Take you off the air and then put you back on. How about now? Go ahead and give a 1-2 check, 1-2 mic check, Tarek Lewis.
Hi, Joey. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. All right. See? Technology. We have the technology. All right, guys. Talking about our favorite subjects. Marvel Universe, DC Universe, the MCU, the comic books, the rumors. Mr. Mikey Sutton has been dropping good, juicy stuff on his website. I invite everyone to go check it out, of course. It's geekositymag.com. He posts all his insider info. And here's that animal that you thought you were done with, ladies and gentlemen. Chloe Bennett to Quake on Sword, which is the upcoming Sword Disney Plus TV show, which I guess they're also linking that to a Nick Fury series as well. Nobody really knows exactly what their plans are for that, but I guess ideally what they would like to have happen is that they would like to reintroduce some of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. alumni into the Sword show. With more gravitas, you know, things that are happening actually in, you know, the MCU. So I know how you feel already about it, Tarek, but go ahead, give it to everybody.
Listen, good luck, you know.
Good luck making people care.
Good luck. I saw that. I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot. I mean, I'm paying for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a shot. But, it doesn't excite me.
So
Sword kind of excites me. The idea of a sword show does kind of pique my interest.
The acronym.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I'm not too familiar with everything Sword does. I know it's popped up before.
They're like if S.H.I.E.L.D. handles stuff that happens on the ground and on the Earth, they handle this. They try and prevent things coming from space before it even gets there.
Right.
So that's what.
Again, I haven't watched S.H.I.E.L.D. I haven't finished S.H.I.E.L.D., so I can't be too excited about this person appearing.
That's my other issue. So, if for the person who hasn't even gotten to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or probably didn't even go past the first couple seasons or whatever, do you think they're going to just move on? Or you think there's going to be things that, oh man, I don't understand what's going on now. I guess I missed that season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be missing out because of these deep cuts they're going to be missing out on? What do you say, Joey?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be a lot more easier to digest, maybe, than what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was. Mm-hmm. I think what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was actually trying to do was exactly what they're going to do right now. And the cool thing about this one, for me, because I wasn't really an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of guy, is the fact that you got someone like Samuel Jackson, you know, manning this whole thing. Like, now he's, you know, he's the star of it. This is going to be a Nick Fury, you know, Sword situation. And Samuel Jackson is actually executive producing the show. So, I mean, that for me, that's a home run, because I wasn't really an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. guy. And with Marvel going in the galactic route and touching base on more outer space characters, it's an easy digest for me, especially when I'm familiar and I know what Samuel Jackson brings to the table,
because
he's been amazing as Nick Fury since he started.
Well, I want to read, let everybody, I'm going to digest what exactly Mikey Sutton wrote as far as the inside info on the whole article here. And I'm also going to put it up on the screen for everybody to see it as well. The Inhumans may have temporarily left with a whimper. Did they initially arrive with a quake? I guess so they're going to double down, maybe a retell, get back into the Inhumans narrative using Quake, the Quake character, Daisy Johnson character. When Chloe Bennett's character, Daisy Johnson, or Sky, the fake name she was originally given, which I didn't like at all, was unveiled as an Inhuman on ABC Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it sent shockwaves throughout comic-dom. Bennett became a fan favorite of the series that made fans anticipating her meeting the royal family of Inhumans. Alas, that never happened. They put that show down. With the announcement of a Nick Fury and a Disney Plus TV series, question has risen again about Bennett's involvement as AOS or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has ended after 7 seasons. When he initially scooped an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show a year ago, he reported that Bennett was likely to return in this new program. He is hearing that Bennett is still expected to be brought back, but whether as a regular or recurring cast member, he does not know yet. Sources tell me that Clark Gregg and Ming-Na Wang are being discussed to return. However, they are tight-lipped about any present or future negotiations. Insiders add that Marvel Studios do intend on honoring the legacy of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and taking the cosmic adventures to a higher level, especially in the terms of budget. So, I think it's cool. I think it's a nice little nod to people who, I mean, they kept it around for 7 seasons. You know, yeah. I guess somebody was watching it. You know what I mean? I eventually finished it, and I enjoyed that last season 7 very much. It was very well done. And I think there was a promise when they introduced that show, guys, that, you know, oh, yeah, the first Marvel TV show before even the Netflix series that was actually going to, you know, have something to do, you know, things that happened in the show were going to affect the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and it pretty much just ran in the background. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it was like a promise that wasn't really fulfilled, and now Disney Plus, Disney has a chance with the Disney Plus platform to bring it back, or at least do it justice now. With bigger budget, maybe.
I'm all here for it, but I think it would be smart to not make it that you have to have seen or know extensive knowledge about what happened in S.H.I.E.L.D. to understand S.W.O.R.D.
Move on from
there. Right? Maybe the Marvel films.
Yeah.
Even the way Spider-Man ended, mm-hmm, I thought set up S.W.O.R.D.
right
a little better, you know. But again, because it's a television show, a lot of times in television show you have the dialogue, mm-hmm, where it just explains what's happening and why.
Right.
So it's not like a movie where we have to, where it's kind of played to just say, "Oh, this happened such and such years ago." In television shows,
right,
you're allowed to say, "Hey, this is what happened." And here's how we're reacting to it. So I think they're smart enough to not be like, oh, if you haven't seen any this season of episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., then you can't follow S.W.O.R.D. I don't think they're going to do that.
Interesting.
And I think what they were trying to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Disney having, I don't know, ABC and airing the show and Agent Carter on there, that it's exactly what they're doing now with adapting Disney Plus. So, you know, they could only do so much on the network TV stuff.
Right.
You can barely really mention the likeliness of other characters.
Well they don't I'm have assuming, I mean, you know, with a TV show, you don't have that kind of budget. Like, you know, I mean, look at the effects sometimes on the CW shows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like the effect, like that's what shied me away from watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. when I saw like the car like Coulson rides in. I'm like, the effects on that, I couldn't buy into it. The minute like episode 1 hit, but you know, Disney, like, now that Disney Plus is here and they have that platform, the budget's a lot bigger.
Right.
You're gonna get like movie quality stuff out of these shows that, you know, really, like, if you're trying to extend the universe and do it the right way, I mean, what better way than, you know, to keep it all in house, you know, make it an exclusive, like make it a membership with Disney Plus, because, you know, with the ABC, it's like, you know, some people just, the average person, maybe not you, Speedy, but, you know, maybe not as invested into seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, and like, oh, I'll just catch up, maybe, you know, episodes down or whatever. But with Disney Plus, it's like, you know, it's kind of forced in your hand, like, okay, you got to watch it because you're going to miss, you're worried if you're going to miss like crazy plot points. when they were on ABC with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, I remember when Age of Ultron was coming out,
right,
and there was one specific episode that they said, watch this episode because it ties into Age of Ultron. And I watched that episode because I was like, okay, well, I don't want to miss information on that. You know what I mean? Like, they made a commercial specifically to tell you, yo, you need to watch this episode or else you're going to probably be left out of what's going on for Age of Ultron.
And I think it was something like silly, right? No, it was something.
Yeah, it was silly.
Yeah. Because I remember tuning in for that and I was like, that's it? Really?
It was really nothing to it. It was a location of where the they just told you the location of where the scepter was.
Right. Ah, yes. Yeah, I remember that. And then there was also the when the things were happening concurrently with Winter Soldier. That shield was you know, like, crumbling and stuff like that, and it was affecting the plot of the show, which was kind of cool. But then they never, like, linked anything, and then there was only like one little episode where Nick Fury had a little cameo. Like, at the end, that he came in and swooped in and helped them out, you know? And, that was it, as far as, like, any little goose egg, not even an Easter egg, a goose egg from the Marvel Cinematic Universe in that show. So, let's see what happens.
Man.
Let's see a lot.
Samuel Jackson probably got $125,000 for that appearance,
you probably did, and that was the budget right there. And it was like, how long? 5 minutes? I could do that.
Yeah.
Wire me the money.
Wire that.
Talking about someone who's getting the money wired to his accounts right now, Mr. Henry Cavill. Still a big rumor that he is landing the role of 007. How do you guys feel about, Henry Cavill? I mean, he's Sherlock Holmes right now on the Netflix TV show.
Yeah, and Enola Holmes, yeah.
He's The Witcher, he's Superman, I mean... You know, he's an agent, a secret agent in, did his character get killed in Mission Impossible? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well.
I think so.
I don't know. Do you think he's an Englishman, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm sure that's a dream, right, for all these Englishman actors to be cast as a James Bond, so.
No, that's not really a dream for all of them.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe somebody who's a fan or whatever. Money's a dream. How about that? How about the money's a dream?
I mean, where's Pierce Brosnan after that? Where did he go?
I don't know.
I
remember there was a premise that they were going to do at the end of one of the recent 007s that current 007 like has to go to like there's like a retirement home for 007s or whatever. And supposedly Pierce Brosnan, Sean Connery, they're all going to cameo in a scene there that was going to link it all together. You know,
yo, Sean Connery, yeah, still Sean alive, Connery, huh?
yeah, he's still alive. Yeah.
That guy ain't going nowhere.
His schedule. The only reason why that didn't happen is because Sean Connery's schedule didn't jive with whatever they were trying to do with the movie.
What is he doing these days?
I don't know. I guess he was
under dialysis.
I think he was sick. Yeah.
I love Sean Connery. Don't get me wrong. Like,
yeah.
But
The Rock was still one of my favorite movies that he was in.
Yeah, oh yeah, The Rock was dope. I think 007 has probably more crazy rumors and history than Marvel films. Like, if someone looks like they should be 007, then the rumors start circulating.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're British and dark hair, it's like, well, how come that person's not 007? Because it was Idris Elba for years.
Yes.
Now, let me say it. Henry Cavill's been the man from Uncle. Like we said, he's been Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. And now he's doing Sherlock Holmes. It would seem, because he's done all these roles, that he should do 007. But as an actor, he may not want that. He may want something different. Like, okay, I'm tired of playing the same stuff.
There's a quote here that I have in the article. It says, if Barbara, Bond producer Barbara Broccoli, and Mike, her co-producer Michael J. Wilson, were interested in that, I will absolutely jump at the opportunity. At this stage, it's all up in air. We'll see what that happens. But yes, I would love to play Bond. It would be very, very exciting, Cavill told GQ. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like he would be up for it. Yeah. You know, they got to pay him. He is Henry Cavill now.
They got to cash a check.
they got to pay him. And they probably, I would assume, I don't know if they have a director yet. But, you know, it's probably going to...
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things that happens on these sets is that, like, hey, the actor has a vision for the role,
right,
and the director or producer has a different vision. And that's why things don't work out. So if all that aligns, I would love to see him as James Bond. I think he would make a great James Bond. I've been watching Henry Cavill since he was on The Tudors on the Showtime network. Back when I had money, I was paying for Showtime.
a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, man. Back in the Spartacus days. Yeah.
Wow. So my thing, I mean, Idris Elba to me, I think should get that look as James Bond, but that's just me personally. Henry Cavill's not a bad rumor either. Mm. I mean, after his work in Mission Impossible movie, I thought he was dope. I mean, he played a really good bad guy. Mm. Something I'm not used to seeing him play. And I think he's pretty fit for the role. I think both him and Idris are pretty fit for the role. So I mean, either way is a toss up. Doesn't matter to me. Yeah. My question is, are all these 007 movies like attached? Or is it a new series when they get a new 007?
That goes back to that little deep cut that I gave you. I guess they really wanted to attach it, you know?
So you said they were trying to bring all the guys back.
Yeah, so I guess it never happened. So I think because that didn't happen, I guess it's not really attached, I guess, or it's just implied that the 007 moniker just gets inherited, you know?
They want to do it like those Heisman House commercials for college football. All the Heisman winners just hanging out in the house.
Hanging out with the jackets on?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Talking about just hanging out in the store, you probably got to see a deep cut for The Mandalorian. You know how that happens. So they release a toy and, you know, it's got a little spoiler on it.
Well, toys are the real spoilers.
Toys are the real spoilers. Hang out. I do. I walk through the toy aisle when I go to Walmart, just in case. You never know.
You know, don't make it seem like you're doing that for the podcast.
So we'll get into that later. But anyway, I'll show you guys the image, actually. So Star Wars hotly anticipated Mandalorian Season 2 trailer for initial glimpse of Rosario Dawson and Ahsoka Tano. That wasn't the case because she wasn't in the trailer. We thought she was, but I guess that was another actress. But some are claiming to recognize the actress's likeness on the Ahsoka Tano Force FX Elite lightsaber, which will be available in spring 2021 for $224.99. And there is the image of it right there for everyone, ladies and gentlemen. So you could decide if that's an official first look at her as Ahsoka Tano. What do you say, guys? I'm sorry, I gotta share it with you.
I was gonna say I didn't ask you.
I'm like scrolling that's through not, my phone.
I have some limitations, ladies and gentlemen. Limitations. Okay, let's see here. I don't want to play a local video. I want to share the screen. Let's do a Chrome tab. This is right here. Bam. How about that?
No, still no.
No, that's a hard no. You still don't see it? Look right here. Look right here. Right here.
Speedy, if it's sitting on your desk in front of you,
Speedy,
we can't see it.
I don't know. Let's see. Look, there's a picture for there. See, that's the assumed likeness picture. No, what do you say?
No,
what do you say, Joey? No,
I don't see anything.
Oh, you don't see that? I'm not sharing. Am I not sharing the image?
No,
I don't think we're sharing the image, dude.
It's not working the way I wanted. Oh, I think I know why. Because I screwed up. All right. It's a live show. I need to hire a producer. Kid. Anybody want to be a producer for our show?
Get a little 16, 17-year-old kid looking for credits for school.
Yes. Yeah, here it is. Here you go. Bam. And
there we go.
There you go.
There we go.
What do you say, guys?
Man, Rosario Dawson looks good.
Yeah, let's see. I make it spotlight. There you go. Bam.
Look, there you go. Oh, wow.
But see, it's not. So that comes with the toy?
The packaging's nice.
Well, Rosario Dawson doesn't come with the toy.
Damn, that sucks.
See how marketing try to trick you?
Yeah, it would. I don't know. Maybe. I would say that it's like likeness light. How about that?
It's saying the image on the toy box for the lightsaber looks like Rosario Dawson.
That's the first look of Rosario Dawson as the character.
Old girl, I see.
I can see the resemblance.
Yeah?
I can't really see it.
I don't know. I can't make it much bigger than what it is, bro.
It's all good. That's what she said.
You can see
Oh man, well, let's move on. I am excited for everything that's going to happen for all that. And let's see what else is happening here in Geekdom. I think there was I think there was
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Talking about Tom Welling quite possibly being another character walk-on cameo appearance in the Flash movie. I mean, are they just jamming this Flash movie with a bunch of junk? I don't know. I mean, not that you know Tom Welling is junk. You know, he's did a great Superman. You know, great TV show that ran a long time. You know, and
DC's making movies the way that the Falcons play football. They're just like, let's just, it doesn't matter. Let's just try everything.
Do it all.
We have the rights to everything. Not like Marvel. Dun, dun, dun.
Now that is someone I haven't seen in a while. Tom Welling. I know he was in the Infinite Earths.
Okay.
A crossover, but I haven't seen him in something.
He was in the crossover. He was in Crisis on Infinite Earths. He was.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if he. What else has he done recently? Is he really?
Looks like I'm looking at his IMDb. He's currently on a show called The Professionals.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Is there not any more info for that one? No?
Yeah, he's currently on a show called The Professionals, a TV series that's airing in 2020.
Yeah.
He's on all 10 episodes. Their advanced medical satellite explodes on deployment. Billionaire futurist Peter Swan and his fiance, medical visionary Dr. Graciela Grace Davila, turn to a hardened former counterintelligence officer. And so he is on that, and he is playing Vincent Corbo, who I'm assuming is a former intelligence officer.
Right.
So he's on a show. He's working, which is good. They don't need to listen again. All hints is on the Snyder Cut. They don't need to jam pack that thing full of Easter eggs from the CW shows. Cause
what if the Snyder Cut is so damn epic, Tarek, and you're like, all right, yeah, let's just see what DC wants to do.
I still don't want you to slam Tom Welling into there just because you did it on CW. Yeah. I think they bled that Crisis on Infinite Earth thing and crossover stuff
in
the show that we don't need to see that necessarily in the films. What I think fans want to see in the films is the DC characters. Like, we want to see Martian Manhunter. We want to see Green Lanterns. We want to see just the Flash. You know, we want to see those things. Maybe Suicide. You had enough characters already introduced that you can do crossovers, but you don't need to bring in, you know, stuff from old shows for fan service. And I think that's a big issue that happens. It's like, they're like, oh, well, people will remember that one, and let's just bring it in. And if it's not natural, it just seems forced and disingenuous.
Interesting. What about you, Joey? You down for some Tom Welling or for any little cameo, a little Easter egg they put in that movie?
I mean,
as long as it makes sense.
If it makes sense, I guess. I mean, I really don't know what the. I mean, we got a vague look at what the premise of what the Flash movie is going to look like. We know that we're going to see the Speed Force. We know he's going to go back in time. We know we're doing Flashpoint. Batman, Keaton, and Affleck are in it. I mean.
Nope.
My bad. I was getting a call. No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, they can't do anything to mess up. I mean, we are just like, it's like the LA Clippers. Like, you had all this expectation for them to go to a championship, and you know. Just show me some. You know what I mean? Like, I just, at this point with the Flash movie, I'm excited for it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I just want to I want to see it executed properly.
We'll be more excited about what they're trying to do if we get some kind of little trailer, a little tidbit. How about that?
Yeah, I get hype. I get hype for all the trailers. Okay. But what was it? I mean, cameos for fan service. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, I mean, everybody's gonna try to do that. No. Like a little nod. And I think with Flashpoint, I think what they're trying to do with Flashpoint is, it obviously they're gonna reset everything,
right?
But kind of give everybody their, you know, their flowers. So Keaton's getting his flowers.
Mm-hmm.
For who's still my, but he's my Batman like forever.
I'm with you on that.
You know, Affleck's getting his flowers because, you know, Justice League wasn't executed the way we thought it would be, or Dawn of Justice wasn't either.
Right.
I just think it's just a head nod. It's just a nod and a salute to those that, you know,
came before.
Rocked the mantle.
Yeah. All before. The DC properties that came before, maybe?
Yeah.
Even the CW Flash.
That's the thing about DC. Yeah. That's the cool thing about the DC is, I mean, it's all about the characters, you know, and there's so many of them, and they include so many of them. I mean, you see, with Justice League, you introduced Flash, Cyborg, and Aquaman through Justice League. They didn't even have standalone movies prior to that even happening.
Right.
But it's like, you know, there's so many characters to play around with. It's like they don't know what to do, and sometimes it doesn't end up happening the way we as fans expect it to. It sounds cool on paper. Right.
Right. Everything sounds good on paper until you actually have to try and put it together. Here's something that sounds cool on paper. Brie Larson and talks for Nick Fury series. Secret Invasion may have nabbed an Avenger already. This is a Mikey Sutton scoop, exclusive on his website. He has been told that Brie Larson is in talks to appear on the untitled Nick Fury series on Disney Plus. This is reunite Larson with his Captain Marvel co-star Samuel Jackson. So, are they going to do the Sword show and a Nick Fury show?
And that's what I was aiming at when we were talking a little bit earlier. Mm. Samuel Jackson is going to be executive producing this Fury show. I'm debating on whether it's going to be two separate things or they're just going to make it one big thing, because honestly, I think it would be a clusterfuck if they did, you know what I mean? Like,
bro,
Sword and then Fury.
Yeah.
And then why don't you just make Fury the head of all this, and he's got his Sword team, and it'd just be a Fury show with Sword agents a part of it.
What if they do like a flashback? Like, you see a little bit of more old 90s, maybe 90s.
Jackson. That's too much money to get him.
We get a Logan intro. Technology. We get a Logan intro. We get an intro where he actually went on a mission with Punisher. You know,
things that'd like that. That'd be cool. That would be cool.
What do you say?
I wonder if they're gonna have that in the budget just for like the de-aging process and de-aging technology.
Well, it's Disney Plus. We're not talking about regular TV. What do you say, Terry?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
No. Move forward. No. Move forward.
If you're gonna do a Nick Fury series, I think it makes sense for Brie Larson to appear at some point. You know, in whatever fashion. I think that makes sense. I was thinking along the same lines. Like, what if they did a flashback thing where he's younger? Then you got to de-age him, and that's tough. That's tough for a long period of time. I don't think they should do a separate Nick Fury in a Sword series. I think it should be he should be dropping in. But you know, unless he's gonna do some, it'd be dope if they did like Nick Fury is like the villain from Inspector Gadget, where you just see his hand, or like maybe you just see his eye in the cat. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's so
these things aren't as complicated as they seem. Like, the WandaVision trailer came out, and I'm excited. You know, I'm sure I'll be excited when I see the Winter Soldier, a Falcon and Winter Soldier, you know, trailer.
Right.
You don't have to go far to find shows. So I think a Nick Fury show is like, okay, let's go far.
Right.
You know, if you're trying to de-age him and show all the other stuff, I think that's going a little too far.
What I think too, to add on to what Tarek said about Captain Marvel appearing in the show, which obviously makes sense, it adds more context to their relationship, because the question that War Machine asked in Endgame when she came about was, "Lady, where the hell you been at?" You know what I mean? Like, we've been doing this thing for real, like for years. And here you are just telling us, like, you know, man, you got all these superpowers and now you come down here. And she explained that she, you know, more other planets, but it would have been, it's dope if she just sporadically,
this,
you know,
program is not checked for on, children. Checked on Fury. If you are under the age of 13, then politely leave.
So I'm getting some audio here that doesn't belong here. Hold up. Give me 1 second, gentlemen. Give me 1 second here. Fix that. All right. You guys back here? No? What the heck happened here? Where did that audio come from? I got hacked here. Too many things going on here. Let's see here. Hold up. Bam, let's just close that. There you go.
Stop looking at that anime porn, bro.
No, I think it's something different at Web's from the Geekosity thing. Mikey Sutton is sabotaging me. I'm going to send him a message.
Mikey Sutton sent you a virus.
He sent me a little scoop bomb.
He said,
there.
Here's your latest scoop
your latest
right here.
Scoop right
boom.
Here, buddy.
Bam.
So what I really wanted to talk about was another a scoop that was confirmed recently, because the gentleman who's playing Snake Eyes in the upcoming G.I. Joe officially called it a reboot. So they're, you know, all that old G.I. Joe stuff is done. So this is the quote. Henry Golding, I believe, is the actor who's going to be playing Snake Eyes. And they're doing the Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins. They're starting that way. They recreated G.I. Joe into something very cool and a far throw from what we've seen thus far on the big screen. I think there is room for many spinoffs. To be honest, this, I think, will be the launch of a brand new franchise, Golding stated. So, here we go. It's happening. Or at least something's happening for the Hasbro stuff. So, I don't know.
I wouldn't be mad at a G.I. Joe reboot, to be honest, man.
Yeah?
I didn't dislike the first movie as much as some people did. Mm. The second one, I wasn't a big fan of.
No.
But I think, you know, if they can, like, really get the essence of it, there's some great opportunities there with all those characters from G.I. Joe. There's great opportunities to mix them and put them all together. But, again, don't make it overcomplicated. It's, you know, sometimes you do the most, and the platform is there.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Talking about more things that Mikey Sutton scoops here, and he's a big part of the show, man. Dead Man.
Get him on.
Dead Man. HBO Max. I don't know if you guys are too familiar with that, but I guess it's another project of J.J. Abrams here. He wants to do this Dead Man. What do you think about that character, Tarek? You think it's good? Going to translate well
to the guy who possesses people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's basically going to be a series like Patrick Swayze and Ghost.
Well, maybe, you know.
I'm cool with it.
He's still like, I guess he's trying to avenge, you know, he's like an Avenger kind of.
Yeah. I'm familiar with him from a few different avenues. I think it could be interesting. You know, in the hands of HBO, they do some very interesting things. Like, I'm currently in the midst of Lovecraft Country, and it's very intriguing. And like, every week I'm like, whoa, what am I watching? What's going to happen next week?
Yeah.
So I think they could do some interesting stuff with it. I think that's better for a show than it is for a movie, definitely.
I mean, we're talking about HBO that gave us you know, that excellent Watchmen TV show, which I don't even know if they could even think up a season two better than that one. You know?
I don't believe they're doing another Watchmen.
I don't think. Yeah, I think they're just gonna leave it alone.
Yeah,
and I don't blame them, man. I mean, when you hit all the notes that well, and you're just, you know. It's hard to come back, you know what I mean? Unless they got a really good story to tell, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess that's what the original writer of that series said. That if there's a story to tell, then he'll be back. But if not, he doesn't want to do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I would watch a Dead Man series, put it that way. I wouldn't be excited about it, but I would watch it.
Well...
Facts.
Would you be excited if Keanu Reeves was cast as Moon Knight?
No.
What about you, Joey?
No, I don't like that. No? I don't like that move at all.
Well, that's the recent rumor that he.
They should.
Will,
they
that,
should just have him do Johnny Blaze, man.
Yeah, that would be. I'm
more. I believe him more as Ghost Rider than Moon Knight.
Yeah.
I just don't believe. I don't believe it's true.
I hope it's not. I know they're really trying to force Keanu Reeves' hand into doing a movie. They really want Keanu Reeves in an MCU movie, and it's going to happen.
I think they're talking about it. I think they're talking about it to see if it's a possibility, but I think it's right now it's just staying like that and negotiate. I think it's still in negotiations and very secretive negotiations. Cause
it'll bring, I'll tell you what, with his, you know, with him being, you know, who he is, I mean, I think it'd bring a lot more attention to the character than it would to Keanu Reeves.
Right.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Like, I think Keanu Reeves, if Keanu Reeves takes that role, like, it'll make people go back and, like, dive into the Moon Knight character just to get familiar with it when Keanu Reeves portrays, if Keanu portrays him.
Right. I agree there.
So, Tarek, you don't like that. Why?
Listen, man, I hate to be this person, but I'm not at all excited about Moon Knight in general.
Okay.
Neither am I.
Neither am I. I'm optimistic. I hope it does well. I mean, I hope it's done well. We're going to get it. I mean, it's been announced. You know what I mean?
I never hope it sucks. Right. But I'm not, like, edge of my seat for Moon Knight. You know, we got Daredevil, we got Punisher.
Right.
They're going to do the Shang-Chi movie. Moon Knight's not high on my list of things to see.
Well, how about Black Adam? Because now your boy, Aldous Hodge, is going to be Hawkman in it. That's official. Awesome. That's an official casting there. How do you feel about that? He's a great actor.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see the Hawk people finally.
Yeah.
To see how they portray them and how they do their origin.
I've always said that Hawkman would be cool as African-American character. Just, you know, just like, you know, it's just, you know, he's got that toughness, you know what I mean? You
know? Yeah.
And I think
that's somewhat in some of the Justice League cartoon movies.
Yeah.
In shows, yeah.
Yeah, he is portrayed like that, yeah. I know in, like, the comic book he wasn't originally that, but I think it's really dope. But, and plus, I think he's supposed to be from the Egypt time, too, right? That character,
yes.
Right?
Well, in comics.
Yeah.
That's the origin, but, you know.
Yeah, the origin, yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense. So, I'm for it, man. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, this is good. I like what The Rock's doing because, you know, he's all in with this Black Adam project. He's producing it, all that. So, you know, the fact that, you know, that casting was made, I love the casting. Definitely, I honestly am really excited to see how Black Adam, you know, does.
Do you think Hawkman will be the antagonist?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a group of people. It's going to be Hawkman. He was mentioning in the DC fandom, the list of characters that are going to be in the movie. And they weren't casted at the time, but it's like it's going to be a team trying to contain Black Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. I'm for it, man. I'm for it.
Yeah,
I'm really for it. I hope it's done very well, and I'm excited about that casting. I didn't expect to hear any casting for Black Adam so soon. You know.
People got nothing else to do.
The rest of the world's still locked down, except for us in Florida.
Jeez, you can't say I couldn't get to my phone. Yeah. What were you doing all this?
So,
you
last but not least, supposedly they're going to be some new footage for the Snyder Cut. Are we really hyped for the Snyder Cut? Are we ready? Like, I'm ready for it.
Very.
Yeah.
I'm very
hyped. Bring it on. Yeah. I'm excited about that. I'm not gonna dive into that article. But Black Widow will be released in theaters when we're super old.
I know, man. That's a bummer. Like, this thing's supposed to be coming out in like a month.
And Tarek, how many people have gotten previews to that movie? Because it was gonna like come out, and then like the COVID hit like the week before, right? So there's reviewers that got to see this movie already.
I'm not sure if they did, because, you know, cities started shutting down before, you know what I mean? Like, when New York started shutting down earlier than other places.
Because, I mean, they've already leaked the plot in different places, and, you know, I kind of, like, skimmed through it or whatever. But how long does Marvel keep their cards to the chest? And you know, I guess, they announced it for 2021 now. But, I mean, we're talking about what they're going to drop it, like, January 2021? March?
2021? No, it's May.
May? May 7th. So they're going to hold their cards to the chest till May.
Bro, next summer.
Next
summer. So there's going to be three Marvel movies dropping. You got Black Widow May 7th, 2021. Shang-Chi, July. Let me see. I had it right here. Shang-Chi is going to be July 9th. Mm-hmm. And then Eternals drops November 5th.
Wow. I don't know.
And we're not even including the Disney Plus series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's going to be Disney Plus series in between. So you got Falcon, Winter Soldier, and I think Loki is going to drop somewhere in towards the end of that year too, like right before Eternals.
Right, right.
I'm assuming.
That's a lot. That's a lot. But
it just sucks so much
good.
Time, man. It's
Hold
on. But you know, Disney just wants everybody to, you know, they ain't trying to lose no money
right
that weekend. That's gonna be a big blockbuster movie. They saw what happened with Mulan. That didn't really pan out the way they thought it would with the membership thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The $30. I mean, I don't think anybody was gonna pay $30 to go watch Mulan, but and it wasn't even that good.
And then you paid $30.
I didn't pay it. No, my little sister's a big Disney head, so we share the account. So she's like, hey, you want a copy? All right, cool. I'll give her $5 for it.
Yeah.
Well, share the password.
We just learned, ladies and gentlemen, that Joey's cheap, okay?
Calculated lifestyle.
Okay, calculated lifestyle. There you go. I like
that. I think they definitely are saying May, so they can, everything can be over. And you can get, it's not a bad idea, because I think people are going to get re-excited about it.
Okay.
You're going to be like, all right, I'm ready to go back to the theaters. I feel safe.
Yeah.
They're going to be reinvigorated about it. You're leaving people a long time without Marvel film.
Yeah. And so what happens? I mean, the plot has been dropped already, you know, on the internet. And, I mean, when it becomes like okay, everybody knows what's going to happen. Oh, you know what I mean? When does it become like, you know.
But everyone knows what's going to happen before seeing it. Like, it doesn't seem, you know.
Yeah.
We're not going, you know. Like, no one thought Thanos was going to win.
Well,
you know, we want to see the action and how it plays out. So,
let's see.
Disney's trying to take all the money, man, because it's like, you know, you got Wonder Woman dropping December on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Black Widow will roughly still be in theaters at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it will have, and they're trying to extend it, you know what I mean? Because it's like, by the time you're done watching, or everybody's had a chance to go check out Black Widow in the theater, boom, here's Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? By the time Shang-Chi's done, boom, here's the Disney Plus series for God knows what. Boom, Eternals, November. So it's like one thing after the other. So we're going to get bombarded with a lot of Marvel content for next year. So you got to look on the bright side of it. It sucks that we don't get to see Black Widow now, because we haven't seen an MCU movie since Far From Home.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to get a lot of Marvel stuff, and I'm sure they're going to spend a hell of a lot of money on promo to push these projects.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for everything that's happening. And I'm more excited Friday. I get to play Star Wars Squadrons, man. I've been excited, hyped for this game. What are you guys playing now? Actually, Joey. I know Joey's got new systems. Joey, what you still... Avengers? You finished that up? You wrapped that up already? What's up?
I haven't finished Avengers because I'm stuck between upping my My Player and 2K and him working out more than I do. and I've just been on Madden a lot lately.
Yeah.
But I'm diving back in Avengers. I'm trying to get a crew, man. I'm trying to do some co-op.
Okay.
Yeah.
For 2K, right?
No. For Avengers. You can do the co-op thing.
Oh, really?
Get a bunch of buddies and start...
Oh, well, snap.
Start smashing shit.
I didn't even know that. Look at that. So PS5 or Xbox, Tarek? What's it going to be?
I'm going PS5, man. I'm not even looking at the specs.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going PS5, man. I've never got on to the Xbox thing. PS5 seems to have the better games, the better gameplay.
PlayStation has better, you know, better service, better store, better, you know what I mean? I don't know. You know, I've had older Xboxes before, you know, pay for the memberships and stuff like that. And I don't know, just never, you know, never call my interest, I guess, just to keep with the Xbox. But it is what it is, you know. I'm excited for the PS5. So All right, guys. I think we wrapped it up for today's show, man. I think we went over your time limit, Tarik. I know you hate
me. Yeah, I got to get out of here.
All right. So let everyone know what's going on with you.
You can just find me on Instagram and on Facebook, and I'm trying to avoid getting the disease.
Yes, we are. Joey Franchise, let them know what's going on.
Yes, I'm trying to avoid the disease, too, even though our governor says that, you can be at places at 100% capacity.
Yeah.
But whatever, always protect your neck. Follow me on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise, and on the radio I do 7 to midnight Wild 94.1. The app is free on the App Store, mm-hmm. Wild 94.1 app. Also download the Dash Radio app. You can check me on there. Got a lot of dope interviews every show from now on with artists, and I'm on every Friday 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, and then Saturdays 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. And yeah, that's what I got going on. Oh, I got Joey's Couch, where we talk about the esports.
Oh man,
video game industry.
Yeah.
Shout out to High Point Gamer, getting involved with them on that. We do that on Money Talk Radio, and now you can download the app for that. Money Talk 1010.
Excellent.
There's a lot of shit going on. A lot of tireless days, nights. So.
Man, let me know, man. Let me know what's up with
that. It's fun doing what I love, so it's cool.
Let me know you need some help with that, man. I'm down for that. For as far as I'm concerned, I am in limbo. I'm just kidding. I've been DJing some parties, man. I'm excited. So you can follow my Eternal Life as a DJ, DJ Speedy JR. Of course, 92.5 Maxima. If you're the Latino persuasion, that's your thing. You can download the app, check out the mixes Friday, Saturday nights. And I do mixes on Q105, man. Q105, the
Word.
Saturday Night Dance
Country
Party.
Country talk.
No, it's the old school, the 80s and
the 90s. Oh, the Q105. Yeah, Q105.
Yeah.
QYK, my bad.
No, Q105. Saturday Night Dance Party. Yeah, I got to take it back to the old school. And I'm excited, man. Gino puts me on once in a while. And, check out he's got an excellent show on Saturday night if you're a fan of the 80s and 90s. And that's pretty much it, man. Thank you so much for tuning in with us here, Geek Culture Congress. We're live every Monday on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Follow us Instagram, Onward, altogether, Geek Culture Congress. 3 words on Facebook, separated, Geek Culture Congress. Give us a like, give us a follow. We put up as much content and share as much content as we can on there as well. And thank you, gentlemen, for your time. And next week, we talk about our favorite subject once again, everything that's happening in geekdom. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, guys.
The show.
All right, Tarik, Joey, see you.
Later.
Later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.